Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Help me to wait and not to fall. Help me to stay while you make me strong on top of the day. I'm going to echo a little bit of what Pete said here at the beginning, because I think it is rare to be in a room full of people who want very much to make changes in their lives. I think that's something we should not lose sight of. We should celebrate. I think one of the important questions here is we got to look at why do we want to make these changes. That's going to tell us a lot about how we go about doing that. I think a lot of us, when we get into this Christian thing, we want to make changes that'll make people in church like us. Yeah. Make changes that'll help us fit in church. It's not really a great reason to make those changes. That's not going to motivate you to actually make those changes. It's going to be real easy to get discouraged in. Anybody who looks at you sideways in church is going to knock that whole thing over. And more importantly, that's not what God wants for you. Now, we all know that God wants us to make changes in our lives. That's very clear. But God does not necessarily want you to look the way church people want you to look. That's not his goal for you. So when you set out to start making changes to achieve that, you may actually be doing some harm to your relationship with God. You're not on the same track as him. When you start looking at those things like, well, I gotta start dressing different when I go to church, or I gotta stop, you know, using bad language, or I gotta know more Bible. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. But if you're doing if those things are not what God's calling you to do right now, then that's the wrong thing for you to be doing. The Christian life does not break down into a list of bad things to be doing and a list of good things to be doing. That's every other religion. Christianity is what Jesus needs you to be doing and everything else. Jesus called people to do very specific things. He called some people to follow him. He called some people specifically not to. He healed lepers and blind people and specifically told them, go back. It's where you're from and tell people about this. He told some people, tell everyone you see. He told some people, just tell the people in the temple. He told some people, don't tell anyone. All that very specific. It's not that there are good things to do and bad things to do. It's there are things Jesus wants you to do. So we have to look at what are the changes that God wants you to make in your life. Because that's how you know where to start. If you get too caught up in what are the changes I want to make, then we get too easily sidetracked, too easily thrown off. In order to look at what the changes God wants you to make, you have to check out what is God's goal. In the same way, you know, if my goal is to look better to church people, it's going to be this, that, and the other. Yeah. Anything else? What is God's goal for your life? Well, we know that first and foremost, his goal is for you to have a stronger relationship with him. That's right. What God wants is intimacy with you in a relationship. So we know that the changes he's looking for us to make are the things that are holding that back from happening. One of the kind of principles that Glenn operates on, that this whole ministry is based on, is that the Holy Spirit at all times is calling people to himself. And there are obstacles in the way to that. So what we try to do at the Bridge, what we try to do in these sermons and our one-on-one time with you guys, is to sit down and remove those obstacles. If you're caught up in addiction, that is an obstacle to you getting closer to the Lord. If you've got some weird, messed up family things, if you've got people making you feel guilty, if someone has some weird theology, some weird misunderstanding of what the Word actually says, all those are obstacles between them and getting closer to the Lord. So when we look to what are these things that keep us from getting closer? Well, I think Pete touched on this very well. He was talking about that foundation. The things that are keeping us from getting close to the Lord are below the surface. They're deeper down than we think. Cussing is not stopping you from getting closer to the Lord. God can deal with cussing. It's okay. It's fine. You got to be pretty far down your list to be on that. The things that stop us from getting close to the Lord are what we might call root problems. They're down there. Things like guilt, things like shame about our past, things like fear about where God might be calling us. Those are deep down there problems. If you think of a tree, there, you know, go outside here, there's You might see 30 feet of tree above the ground, but there's that whole root system underneath that's dug into everything. It's kind of feeding everything. And that's the way our problems are. You can take an axe to that tree and start just kind of lopping off limbs, but it's going to take a long time. Or you can go for the roots. When you go for the roots of a tree, it kills it. And now everything else is a lot easier. That's the way making changes is. We get tempted to think that these surface changes are going to lead to the bigger things. You know, I'm gonna kind of square myself away so I feel comfortable in church, and then I will be able to go to church and learn some stuff and make some big changes. But that's not really the way things work, because it's all of that is very flimsy. If your whole thing is caught up in the way people think of you, then all it takes is someone looking at you sideways to spin that all out. And that's why we have to look at these root problems. It's easy to look back at having fallen off, having gone the wrong way, and not know what the actual problem was. You may, let's say somebody backslides back into their addiction. And so is the problem that they're just a bad person? No. Is the problem that God, they did something so bad that God was far from them and didn't protect them? We know that's not the way Jesus does things. I bet you we might, if we went far enough back in that story, we might notice that someone in church looked at them weird. And they started thinking, well, I've been doing things right. Now I'm supposed to be good here now. Maybe these people are right. Maybe I don't belong here. Maybe this isn't something I can be doing. Maybe I should go back to what I was doing before. And then it all spins downhill. It gains, you guys know what I mean when I say it gains momentum? If you push a rock down a hill, it just kind of picks up speed. If you don't know where the root is, that can be a whole problem. Because if that same brother, someone looked at him sideways in church and he knew that that was one of his root problems, he says, I feel kind of guilty about the things I've done. So when this person looks at me like I'm a thug, that triggers that. Well, I know I can go to the Lord about that now, about that root. And we don't have to go through everything else. And Pete pointed out, I think this is a very good point, when you attack these problems at their base, everything else gets a little easier. If you take care of saying, my problem is that I don't believe in who I am in the Lord. I don't believe he's actually redeemed my past and made me something new and has good things for me. I have to deal with that now. If you can start working on that, and just start. Just, the Bible says that a mustard seed of faith can move mountains. If you could just get a little bit of starting to believe that about yourself, then all these other kind of more surface problems get a little easier. Some of your relationship tensions in your house get a little easier because you know that the Lord is having mercy on you. Maybe you can have mercy on someone else. Maybe you know where to draw those boundary lines now because you understand who you are in the Lord. You can be comfortable when someone judges on you a little bit because you know their judgment isn't the one that matters. But it all starts with those roots. And if we can pull these verses up here real quick. With two verses real quick. This is Romans 11:16. If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. If you attack things where they start, everything that grows out of that is going to have that same substance. If you let that go wrong early, it's going to spread. But if you put in the effort to let God make it right early, everything will spread. It'll have its own momentum. And then in Matthew 3, the axe is already at the root of the trees. And every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. God wants you to make changes in your life so that you can be closer to Him. And if there is something in your life, which there is for all of us, that is stopping that from happening, we have to do whatever it takes to pick up an axe and kick that thing right out where it starts. Amen?